Time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us again this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good Friday morning.
All right, Matt. On Sunday, we've got the Bills, 6-6. The Colts, 3-9. A lot to talk about in terms of the game. But before we do that, why don't you set up the larger ramifications of the game for us?
You mean in the hunt.
Exactly.
In the hunt. I'm surprised. I've never seen anyone at a Bills game with a custom in the hunt jersey. Perhaps they could have the number 17 to commemorate every year of this wretched playoff drought. So I'm not going to get too negative because the Bills are still, in fact, in that hunt. And on Sunday, if the Bills want to remain playoff hunters, they're going to need to beat a bad Colts team because when we look to the handy New York Times playoff simulator, Buffalo enters Sunday with an approximate 15% chance to make the playoffs with four games to go. Beat the Colts, that number skyrockets to, just about 20%. Not a major bump, but an absolutely needed win, because if they lose, their playoff chances are all but toast as they drop to 3%. I hope everyone is taking notes, as this will be on the exam, you've been warned. But much of this low percentage is based on the Bills' reliance on other teams at this point in the season. So I guess if there are any scoreboard watchers out there this week, the key scenarios to help the Bills' playoff chances this week are having the Titans lose to the Cardinals and the Ravens lose to the Steelers. And both the Titans and the Ravens, they're on the road, so those outcomes certainly could come together. But I guess first things first, the Bills kind of to win their own game on Sunday.
Oh, I was busy writing all that down. All right, back to our conversation. Okay, so that's the stage, but what about Sunday? How does that play out?
Well, the Bills, they should win this game. As flawed as they are, the Colts, they're worse. But despite the differences in records, it's not as big of a mismatch as you might think. Sure, the Colts are bad. They're ranked 27th in total offense, 29th in defensive yards given up. So you'd think this should set up well for the Bills. But when you see that the Bills are ranked 27th in defensive yards given up and just one spot ahead of the Colts on offense, ranked 26th, turns out that this is a matchup of two bad teams on paper. But you have to give the edge to the Bills for a few reasons. Playing at home helps. It's always been tough to win on the road in the NFL, and also helps that the Colts are a dome team and they're forced to play in what looks like it's going to be a cold and blustery Sunday in Orchard Park. And what really separates the Colts from the Bills is that while the Colts have been consistently bad this year, the Bills have shown that when they're playing opportunistic defense, creating turnovers, protecting the ball on offense, whoever plays at the quarterback position, they certainly have a higher ceiling. So with all that being said, need to figure out a way to just get a little bit of that back, what they had earlier in the season, if they want to finish the year strong.
That sounds good. Be nice to see that. But give us some idea of who we should keep an eye out for.
Well, I guess despite the less than flashy matchup, the Bills, their fans, they're going to get to see a future Hall of Famer come to town, and that would be Colts running back Frank Gore. That's right, Frank Gore, while he may have never been on the cover of video games or a best-selling jersey, Gore ranks fifth all-time in rushing yards. He's just 405 yards away from overtaking Hall of Famer Curtis Martin for the fourth spot. He's also ninth all-time in total yards from scrimmage, one spot ahead of Bills Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas in the same amount of seasons. And despite this being his 13th year in the league, he's on pace to finish the year with over 1,000 yards from scrimmage rushing and receiving. So based on the Bills' struggle against the run this year, they better not sleep on the 34-year-old Gore. And that brings us to the Bills' defense. For the umpteenth time, my eyes will be on the front seven for the Bills, applying pressure to Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett and owning the line of scrimmage in the running game is certainly going to help tip the scales in Buffalo's favor. These inabilities in those departments just been among the most alarming deficiencies throughout the Bills' season, and particularly throughout their stretch of losing. It's impacted all aspects of their defensive strategy and performance. It's likely going to be a focus in the upcoming draft, but sure would be nice if the coaching staff can create schemes to help correct this problem, as it's likely to be a lot of the guys who are playing this week and this year are going to be around next year. And we sure hope Tre'Davious White is also healthy for this game. That suspension of Gronkowski should have been a lot longer for that awful hit. But with all that, bundle up on Sunday. Hopefully by 4 p.m., the Bills are still in that proverbial hunt.
I like the way that sounds.
Me too.
We'll find out Monday morning, and we'll talk to you at that time when we go beyond the playbook. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks.
Thank you.